You know that expression, I'd get lost in a paper sack? That's me. It's actually quite depressing. I really would get lost in a paper sack. Anne-Marie and I have been living in the same house for, what did we figure the other day? Almost 9 years, and I still get lost in my neighborhood. That's why I believe that the best invention in like the last 2,000 years is not sliced bread, but the GPS. The person who invented the GPS, a global positioning system, should be made a saint, or should at least receive the Nobel Prize. Now, I don't know how it works, but I'm incredibly grateful that it does. And the GPS was improved recently with the growing popularity of smartphones. Someone invented an app called Waze, W-A-Z-E. This app, Waze, is a sort of combination of a GPS and a social media platform because Waze allows you to report things like traffic, broken down cars on the side of the road, and police officers in speed traps. And this information is constantly updated, so it gives you the best and the fastest route to travel. So not only does Waze prevent me from getting lost, it also helps me take the fastest way to my destination. So in case you can't tell, I love this app. Although I have been driving to St. James now for more than 3 years, I have been known to turn on Waze on my way here. You see, there are at least four main routes I can take to get here from my house in North Plainfield. And although I know these routes very well, Waze helps me choose which way to take, the route that will get me here the fastest. Unfortunately, I am so used to using Waze when I come to work that I actually get anxious if I don't turn it on. What if I take the wrong route? What if I get stuck in traffic? What if that makes me late? What if I have to turn off on a side road to avoid traffic and I get lost? What if I go the wrong way? This is an anxiety that Thomas knows all too well in today's gospel reading. Jesus tries to reassure his followers that they won't need to be anxious when he leaves them. Jesus tries to calm down his followers by telling them, "You already know the way to get closer to God." But Thomas, he wants clarity. So like a good teacher and a good priest and a good friend, Jesus tries to explain to Thomas, "You know how to get to where I'm going." But Thomas says to Jesus, "We don't know where you're going." Unsatisfied and perhaps even more confused, Thomas then asks Jesus, "How can we know the way?" Thomas's question is deeply logical, but it's really earthbound. Maybe Thomas thinks that Jesus is talking about going back to Jerusalem. Maybe Thomas thinks that Jesus is referring to going back to Bethany. Thomas is looking for a map. He wants a GPS to guide him to the destination that Jesus is talking about. Thomas doesn't seem to understand that Jesus is talking about a different kind of destination, a heavenly destination. Now, we can't blame Thomas for his confusion. Especially in the Gospel of John, Jesus is known for making, let's call it, confusing and mysterious statements. What could Jesus possibly mean when he says, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also"? Maybe Jesus means he's going to use his carpentry skills to build a little house for this little community of followers. Surely Jesus can't mean something as lofty and confusing as returning to God and bringing those followers with him. So when Jesus says, "You know the way to the place where I am going," Thomas can't be blamed for asking for a map. He wants a GPS, a way to avoid getting lost. He wants that app. He wants Waze so he can figure out the best road to take to this mysterious destination. Thomas asks, "How can we know the way?" And I hear the confusion in Thomas's voice as he honestly seeks answers from Jesus. Finally, some clarification comes from the mouth of Jesus. "I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way," Jesus asserts. "I am your GPS. I am your ways. Wherever you are going," Jesus says, "I am the way." No need for anxiety about where you are going or how you are getting there, Jesus says. "I am the way." Like Thomas, we ask, how can we know the way? Jesus is the way. Now, surely I'm not the only one who gets lost on her way, who would get lost in a paper sack. Surely there must be other people, even here this morning, who need a GPS. I know there's at least one other person who uses the Waze app to get where they're going. And in fact, I'm sure that there are other people who get lost. I'm sure there are some people who feel lost even sitting here this morning. Perhaps we can take comfort that even and maybe especially when we feel hopelessly lost, Jesus is the way. But Jesus is not just the way for each of us as individuals. Jesus is also the way for us as a church. St. James Episcopal Church is small and mighty. Not small but mighty, but we are small and mighty. And as your priest, I find myself experiencing a lot of anxiety about the small part of the small and mighty. I spend a lot of time looking at church growth literature, searching for a map, searching for a way to make more people want to come to church. I am looking for the map to church growth. I'm looking for the church growth app like Waze that's going to show me a clear and certain path. I am looking for the four magic steps to church growth or the seven habits of highly effective churches. There has to be something out there. Surely somebody has figured this out. There has to be a secret map for church growth. All I have to do is read more articles, read more book summaries, read more blog entries, and that secret map will be revealed. But if Jesus is the way for us as individuals, surely he is also the way for us as a people of God, as the church. Instead of looking at random literature online or reading random journal articles, I should be looking for Jesus. I should be looking at Jesus for support and guidance along this journey. I understand how Thomas feels when he says, "How can we know the way?" I hear the frustration in Thomas's voice because he is lost. I hear the anxiety in Thomas's voice because he doesn't understand Jesus. Thomas needs a map. He needs a GPS. He needs that Waze app that will show him how to get unlost. Jesus, however, doesn't offer a roadmap and doesn't give out directions like a GPS. Instead, Jesus offers himself. Jesus offers his very life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension as our roadmap. Jesus himself is the GPS. He is the way for us, the way to peace, the way to hope, the way to love, the way to joy, and the way to salvation. And for that, we give thanks. Amen.